Joined together for worship once again, may I remind you that on Saturdays at 11 o'clock there is our online ministry when we're tackling different problems that people face, that we face in our lives. But now for today, we start with an old hymn, The Church's One Foundation. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, first and foremost, we want to thank you for who you are and for all that you do. We want to thank you for the way that you answer prayer. We thank you that you use your wisdom and you know what is best for us. So, Lord, we bring to you our thanks, our personal thanks. And, Lord, as we come to you now, we come in believing prayer. Lord, we pray once again for the world that you created. There is still so much disturbance, Lord. We pray that people will learn how to love each other, to be all that is required of us. Lord, help us that we might seek with your help to do what is right in your sight. For the leaders of the nations, Lord, for all those in authority in any way, we ask that they may know your wisdom. Lord, they need desperately at this time your guidance. And in your world, Lord, we want a peaceful world. We want a peaceful nation. We want a peaceful people. So, Lord, let us put our differences aside and let us try and work together for the better of all people. Lord, we think of our own country. We, like other countries, are suffering from this COVID virus. And Lord, we're seeing that in many places the damage is causing many, many problems. Lord, we know that there are people who are not obeying the restrictions. And Lord, that means that they put us all in disaster. So Lord, we want to know that you will guide us, that you will help us, that you will help us, Lord, as a nation, to observe the restrictions. Lord, I heard only yesterday that a person that my friend knows very well has come down with the virus in an area that everything's been low, and yet, Lord, this has happened. And I pray for healing for that man and for his family. And I pray, Lord, that as my friend Neil seeks to help, that he will be kept free from any infection. Lord, you know us. You know what our thoughts are. You know, Lord, how fearful we might be. You know, Lord, how we might be living in great anxiety. There's a song that says, worry will get you nowhere. Lord, help us to put all worry aside, to put our trust in you, and to know that whatever happens, you will be there for us. And the outcome will be in accordance with your will, and it will be for our good. So, dear Lord, our prayer earnestly this morning for our own community, for our own church, for all communities, for all churches, for all people, our prayer might be that we will know and we will keep the peace that you give us. Lord, be with our family and friends. Be with our loved ones. Be with any who we are particularly concerned for at this time. Lord, you know their names. You also know what our worries are about. And so, Lord, we want to bring the lives of our families and friends and our own lives to you this morning. And we want you, Lord, to take away anything that spoils our witness for you. Help us, Lord, to be strong. Strong in the Lord, as we say. Not our strength, but your strength. So, Lord, will you have your way in our lives? Will you bless our families, our friends? Be with us, Lord. Keep us safe and give us your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing one of the new hymns. Brother, sister, let me serve you.
Is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. Unity in the body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given, as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to the apostles, some to the prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Now we sing another song, O Breath of Life.
Thank you. strength and rest. A broken, contrite heart, now soulless, and let your wait in church be blessed.
The message today is called Unity in the Church. That means unity in the church as a whole. And I have for you just four short points this morning. The first one from Ephesians that you've just heard, chapter 4. Number one is verses 1 to 3, and it speaks of the grace of unity. You see, unity is not uniformity. Unity comes from within and is a spiritual grace, whilst uniformity is the result of pressure from without. If we are going to preserve the unity of the Spirit, we must possess these necessary Christian graces. Here they are. Be humble. Be gentle. Be patient. Be tolerant. Love all people. Don't give up. Stick at it. Be at peace. Number two. We've had the grace of unity, now we have the ground of unity. Verses 4 to 6 of the same chapter. Unity based on anything other than the Bible truth is standing on a very shaky foundation. One body, one spirit, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And verse 15 reminds us that he, the Lord, is the head of the church. One God and Father of us all. So, the grace of unity, the ground of unity. Number three is the gifts of unity. Verses 7 to 11. In these verses, we see that God has given every believer at least one gift each. Listed here are wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. And then Romans 12, 6 to 13 talks about prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, contributing, giving leadership, mercy, and hospitality. And that hospitality is usually very welcome and very easy for us if we have that gift. And then Ephesians 4, verse 11, here Paul names five callings, or if you like, five gifts. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, ministers. Now we come to number four. We've had the grace of unity, the ground of unity, the gifts of unity, and now we come to the growth of unity, looking at verses 12 to 16. Evidence, true evidence of spiritual growth is A, being Christ-like, B, being stable, C, truth joined with love. Yes, we need to be true, but we need to love. And the last one is cooperation. Being like Christ, being stable, being truthful with love, cooperation. Love unites, selfishness divides. So let us encourage and help one another so that all of us may grow up to be more like Jesus. Because in him, our true unity is available. So to him, and to him alone, be the glory. Amen. Unity in the church. We're now going to sing, Bind Us Together, Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we know that you know us. You know all about us. And even when we make mistakes, you love us. Lord, help us to love you without reservation. Help us to love other people. Lord, help us that we might be available to all people. Lord, most of all, may we be willing to serve you, to accept whatever calling or gift you might give us. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us and all those we know and love, both now and forevermore. Amen.
From heaven, this isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon us.
the children.